Welcome to the Natural Healthcare Show. If you struggle with weight or belly fat, have metabolism issues, or find it hard to fall asleep but are always tired, Dr. Brian Foley is here to lead you on a path to better health through a natural approach to healthcare. If you would like to talk to Dr. Brian Foley, give us a call at 615-737-9986. Now, here's your hosts for today's show, Dr. Brian Foley.
Welcome, listeners, and this is Dr. Brian Foley and Dr. Rob, and we are your natural health care doctors. Dr. Rob, you doing all right?
I'm doing great.
Fantastic. All right, we got a great show ahead, but for those that haven't listened before, you are listening to the longest running healthcare show in Nashville. We help people take their first step on their journey to better health. And what we mean by natural is that we don't give you things we don't burn things out of you. We don't cut things out of you. We don't give you chemicals in the name of health. What we do is give you real food, genuine replacement parts. And that is one big problem here in America is we don't have enough genuine replacement parts. And what do we mean by that? Real food. Unfortunately, we're eating a lot of fake food out there. So Doc, maybe you could explain a little bit about what we're talking about here. Why is our food supply so poor? What's going on here?
Well, that's a really good question. I think there's people, more and more people are catching on that they need better food. organic has grown a lot as a label in the grocery store. You can find a lot of different organic things. And but the problem is that the food that is grown conventionally is depleted of nutrients. When you use chemical fertilizers, they tend to rob the plants of other minerals. They're not putting back in trace minerals. They're not, it's not a healthy environment for the soil, so that when these plants grow in a chemically enhanced soil, you know, it's petroleum derived nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, they are going to be only getting those nutrients over time. The soil gets depleted, the plants have become dependent on them, and there's just not all the robust health in those plants. They do grow big and strong, but they're devoid of all of the nutrients that should be there. The soil is devoid of all the life that should be there. And there's a whole bunch, and it's interesting to say, there's a whole bunch we have not discovered about how plants grow and the interactions between the soil organisms and them, and how healthy plants organically grown actually feed and give us strength in the body. The food that we have on the shelf it's there, but it's not a lot behind it.
Right. And on top of the soil and just growing healthy plants nowadays, we have processed food. Now, what they do is they process the food, obviously, and they're changing the food, and they're taking all the nutrients out in a lot of cases, and they put in what we call fake nutrition. And it will say fortified, but it's not the same thing that they took out. So they're taking out natural whole vitamins out of foods when they process it, and then they put back in what we call chemicals or nutraceuticals. They're parts of vitamins. They're not the same thing. Unfortunately, our government allows this to happen, and they don't know the difference between a real vitamin and a fake vitamin. So we have not only the plants don't have the nutrition. When it gets processed, you even have less nutrition. And then you have substitute nutrition, which is the fake vitamins, what we call nutraceuticals. So most people don't even know this. I haven't heard a whole lot of shows talking about this. Have you, Doc?
Not too many. You know, most people just sum it up as there's a bunch of ingredients I can't read.
Yeah, exactly. Well, how do you know if you have a whole food vitamin or a substitute vitamin, a nutraceutical? Well, you just turn the bottle around, look at it, and it'll have a list of all the vitamins on there. And then you'll have as or in parentheses right next to what the vitamin name is. Well, if you have a parenthesis or an as by the product, that's made in a lab. That's not coming out of nature. Now, what Dr. Rob and I do is we use a lot of these nutrition. I'd say about 90, 95% of what we use comes right out of the ground. It's real food, whole food. We call it genuine replacement parts. It's the thing that your body needs. And then here's another problem that we have is GMO foods. You know, they're genetically starting to genetically modify our foods. Unfortunately, the government here doesn't even require a product to be labeled GMO, which they should, because now it's not compatible to our body. One thing that we do know that's GMO is corn. All commercial corn is now GMO corn. And how do I know that? Because it has messed up my liver is what it's done. And I've been working on that for a couple of years here, trying to get that back from this GMO corn. So if you want to eat corn, it should be organic. That's the only non-GMO corn that you're going to get is organic. So we have GMO corns. These are real foods that are now altered for our body. We have processed foods, which are taking the real nutrients out and a lot of times fortifying it with fake nutrients, nutraceuticals, vitamins that are made in a lab. And then we have depletion of soil and fertilizers or chemicals that are forcing our foods to grow. So the days of eating your way out of a disease is over with. You know, back in the 1900s and 1920s, the old time doctors, if you had a heart problem or a liver problem, they told you to go eat some sheep heart, go eat some cow heart, go eat some cow liver. And that's how they were getting people healthy back then. And now the pendulum has swung so far the other way that I don't even know if doctors other than you, Doc, and me recommend eating any good food. You go in, you get your prescription, you go to the drugstore, you take your drugs. I don't know how that is called health.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. You know, when recommendations are made, when somebody is sick, they might say, oh, you know, it doesn't matter what you eat, even though you have diabetes or you have cancer or different things. That doesn't matter so much, but really it does matter a whole lot. I mean, it's really easy to see if you've got a blood sugar issue, your body can't handle blood sugar. It goes out of, it just can't process it all. Well, if you eat a lot of sugar or carbs, that's going to really be hard on your body. It does matter what you eat.
Yeah, it really does. We always call our supplements genuine replacement parts because it's what the body needs. And we have a product that's called Catalin. It's our multivitamin. There's over 1,000 known and unknown nutrients in there. Now, what does that mean, unknown nutrients? Well, you kind of alluded to this earlier, Doc. There are things in food that nobody has even studied. They find them in food. They don't know what they do, but nobody studied them. Now, there's not a lot of money in studying nutrition. There's a lot of money in making pharmaceutical products like medication. Now, don't get us wrong. Dr. Rob and I have nothing against medication other than it might be overutilized. In many cases, it's saved lives, and we know that. We understand that. But we should be looking at medication as a short-term solution, not a long-term solution. Dr. Rob and I, we work with the body, with nutrition, whole food, real food, to get it to heal and repair. The medication doesn't work with the body. It bypasses the body and does what it's designed to do. But the problem with medication, it would be fine and dandy and great, but the problem with medications is they all have side effects. So we want to look at medication as a short-term solution, not a long-term solution. Now, Doc, the supplements that we use, the whole food supplements, well, they come from a company, most of them come from a company up in Wisconsin, Standard Process. We've talked about them many, many times. They own 428 acres of certified organic ground. They're the largest organic ground, organic farmers in the world. And their end product is food. but it happens to be in a tablet or a capsule form. So what are the side effects, Doc, of what we give?
You would say, well, the average person out there would say they're side benefits, actually. They are good things that happen when you start empowering the body with nutritious food. Somebody might come in with a digestive upset, and they've also got problems with their arteries and blood vessels, and you might see that improve, but they didn't expect it to. There's a lot of awesome, happy surprises.
Yeah, that's the nice thing about what we do. You know, you might come in for, say, a thyroid issue, and we're working with your thyroid, but you may have two or three other issues health-wise that will clear up as we're focusing on one issue. So the beauty of what we do is that we always term it, we have to treat the body as a whole. You know, you go to some doctors and what they do is they got blinders on and all they do is look at one area. Well, that's not the way it works. Your body, everything in your body has to communicate to everything else in your body. So we don't get the luxury of just coming in and saying, oh, you have a thyroid problem, or oh, you have a liver problem. All we ever do is look at the liver. No, we got to find out, what does the liver communicate to in the body? What's communicating to the liver? How are these things working? So we have to handle the whole body. Now, we get people come in, they have neuropathy. Well, you know, there's a very specific way of handling neuropathy, and I want to let you know, if you do have neuropathy, there is a way to fix that, to reduce and eliminate a lot of the pain and discomfort you're having. It's nutrition is what we need to go for, and we have to handle the whole body. We can't just handle the feet or the hands. All right, we're going to take a short break. We'll be back after the break. Welcome back, listeners. This is Dr. Brian Foley and Dr. Rob, and we are your natural healthcare doctors. If you have any questions that you would like to us to answer about your health, and it can be on anything, it doesn't have to be on our topic here, which we will start in our next segment. And by the way, hang in there. Our topic is going to be thyroid and Hoshimoto's. We've gotten many, many, many questions this week on the thyroid and Hoshimoto's. So Dr. Rob and I are going to be going over this and breaking it down, and what is the problem and all kinds of things like that. And you might even learn something as we do this. But if you would like to email your question, you can. You can email your question to nutritionalquestion@gmail.com. It's nutritionalquestion@gmail.com. And we'll be glad to read that, your question live, and we will be able to answer that for you. All right. So, Doc, we were talking about the problems that we have, and that what we see as a big problem with people's health. You know, we are, if we were the healthiest nation in the world, we would have the healthiest people in the world. And there is a thing called where they rank these different industrial nations. They rank them where they fall on the health index, and we're number 32. We're not even close to the top. So we don't have health care. What we have in America, unfortunately, is disease care. You know, you're fine and dandy until you get a diagnosis. Now you have a disease. Now we can burn it out, cut it out. We can medicate it. Rarely do they go in and try and fix it. And what we mean by fix it is fix it naturally. So we're also known as the fix-it doctors. Isn't that correct?
That's right. Yeah. We have, a lot of things that are going wrong with people, which is why there's so much invested in healthcare. It seems like if you want to get better, investing in what will heal the body as far as food and nutrition, unlock the body's ability to heal, and learn how it works with those kinds of fuels and nutrients, you can go a long ways.
Yes, and that's what we do in our office. We find these underlying issues. We actually have a way that we can read the body in real time. The body will tell you what's wrong with it if you know how to read it, and it can tell you what's going on. We also do many tests. These are functional tests. We're not so much interested in structure. You know, you go to a doctor and they run X-rays, they run MRIs, they run all kinds of tests looking at structure. We're not so concerned about that. We're more concerned about function. How is the thyroid functioning? How is the liver functioning? How are the adrenals functioning? So when we do a test, we're doing functional testing is what we do. And we have, as an example, for maybe a new listener here, we have a computerized test that is called the heart sound recorder. And the heart sound recorder, your heart should sound a certain way if it's getting all the nutrition. Now, we're very concerned about the heart because all nutrition goes to the heart first. And Doc, maybe you could take a minute or two and explain how the heart sound recorder works and what the benefit is once you have that done.
Sure. Yeah. This heart sound recorder is exactly as it sounds. The sounds of the heart, the sounds that the heart makes, indicate how it's doing, what's going on with each valve. We take the microphone and record the four different valves of the heart, find out what's going on with each part of it. Each part of the heart relates to different parts of the body and tells us what's going on in those other areas in the body. And this machine has been used for a long time, many decades, together with the nutrition from Standard Process. And we know what will help different problems with the heart based on the sounds and everything. It gives us a printout so we can actually read it like a graph. And we can see those problems and find out what's, if it's, say, the valve, the pulmonary valve that goes to the lungs. That is related to, of course, the lungs and also stress, because the lungs are sensitive to the adrenals, which is your stress glands. And so we'll look at that and say, oh, that's a really classic signature, you know, however it looks, with the stress signature on there, the appearance of somebody who's under stress that's affecting the lungs, and give nutrition for stress, help their body, support their body under stress. And then we could do that graph again, do a second readout after they've taken support nutrition, and that will change within minutes.
Yeah, it will. It's amazing how fast the body actually works once you get the right nutrition in there. So if you've ever had a EKG run, it looks similar to an EKG. Now, it's not an EKG. EKG is measuring the electrical conduction of the heart. But the sound of the valves should look a certain way if you're getting all of the nutrition in there. And speaking of basic nutrition, you know, the number one thing that we find with this heart sound recorder is that people are not getting enough vitamin B. B as in boy. We're not getting enough vitamin Bs in our body, and we have to get vitamin Bs from outside sources. We don't store vitamin Bs. We don't make vitamin Bs in our body, so we got to get it from outside sources. So like we were talking about earlier, Doc, the nutrition just isn't there. It's getting us by, but if you stand back and take a look at how many people are actually sick to some degree. Now, we're not saying that they're sick and they have a disease, but they're just not as healthy as they could be or should be, especially, you know, we get a lot of young people in, and we're already seeing things that you never saw in children before, such as diabetes. You know, they used to call diabetes adult onset diabetes. Now, when's the last time you actually heard that term, Doc?
I haven't heard that in a long time.
Years. Now, Kids are becoming diabetic, you know, and we're talking about diabetes type 2. And
that's a goalpost. That's a goalpost move that you don't want.
That's right. Yes. And once that sugar is under out of control, everything in the body starts to be out of control. So Dr. Rob and I, we work with a lot of people. We help coach them on what to eat, what not to eat, how to eat the healthiest you possibly can. But what we really have to do, and what a lot of people are missing, is they're not getting that whole food supplement into the body. And they're called supplements because we're trying to supplement a good diet. Now, unfortunately, and we get some people that get mad at us. They come in, they get mad because they just want to know what they need to eat to stay healthy. Well, I wished I could tell you that all you have to do is eat certain foods to stay healthy. But like I said earlier, those days are over with. You have to supplement to stay healthy nowadays. And it's not just supplementing with just anything off the shelf. You have to have whole food supplements, real food. You know, our supplements are professional grade. They're very potent. When somebody comes in, we don't even want to put them on an empty stomach, because if they don't have a little bit of food in their stomach as a buffer, it could upset their stomach. People aren't used to this much nutrition going into their body all at once. And you've experienced that with patients you've seen, haven't you?
Yeah, I sure have. It seems like just to get used to them is an important thing. And when they, you know, when they start taking them, they can notice a difference. But it can be a little bit, they need to buffer it, like you said, with the food before they'll be used to it enough. And it definitely shows when you can take it for a few days, 3 days to a week usually is what it takes for people to start seeing the difference. But it's the good kind of change that you want, not a cover up.
That's right. So when people take it as we recommend they take it, with a little bit of food to buffer the supplements, we never have a problem with it at that point. So we always want to make sure that person has a little bit of food when they're eating, so that when we get the right nutrition in there for that person, it will work. And usually what we see in most cases is that it takes 3 days to get the nutrition through the person. In 3 days to a week, I would say 70 to 80% of the people will notice a change just from adding the correct nutrition in. Now, remember, we did a lot of work up to get this person the right nutrition. The last thing we want to do is give them the wrong nutrition. It wouldn't hurt them, but we wouldn't get our results. And we have pretty darn good results on helping people and getting their energy back, getting them sleeping better, having them overcome all kinds of health issues. But usually 3 days to a week is what it takes to get the nutrition going. At 3 days to a week, 70 to 80% of the people will notice a change. What's that change? Well, they might have more energy during the day, maybe sleeping better, like quality of sleep, and just a feeling of well-being. Okay, we're going to take another short break. When we come back, we're going to start our topic, thyroid and Hashimoto's. If you don't know what that is, hang in there, we'll tell you. Listeners, this is Dr. Brian Foley and Dr. Rob, and we are your alternative doctors, your natural health care doctors. And we've been talking about why we are different in our office, because we use natural foods, real food, to heal the body. And we take on some of the toughest cases out there. And what is tough for other doctors is actually kind of easy for us to sort through and find out exactly what's going on and be able to set that person on their journey to better health. That's what it's all about. If you lose your health, there's not much else left. Would you agree, Doc?
Yeah, that's how we're here, is that we have a body that works.
That's right. All right, so we're going to be talking about the thyroid and Hashimoto's. We'll explain what that is here in a minute, but this is Thyroid Hashimoto's Awareness Week at our office, so we are going to run a special here. It's $69. It's normally $179 value. This is for anybody that thinks they might have a thyroid problem, does have a thyroid problems, has Hashimoto's, and we'll explain what that is here. You get a full functional evaluation. You get a thyroid blood test. You're going to be able to, we'll test the TSH, the T3, the T4, and here's something that you don't get too often, you're going to get the antibodies for the thyroid. It's actually called, if you have the antibodies, if they're too high, it's actually called Hashimoto's. Dr. Hashimoto discovered that the thyroid was being attacked. They estimate that 80% of everyone with hypothyroid has Hashimoto's. The problem is they never get tested, and we'll go over that here in just a little bit, why you don't get tested. And when you come to my office and you get started on your program, everyone gets tested for Hashimoto's. The other reason you don't get tested is there is no medicine for it. So luckily, there are natural methods of handling Hashimoto's. So if you'd like to come in and get this evaluation, it has the blood test with it, the thyroid panel, it has the Hashimoto antibodies. You're going to get a full functional evaluations. That's two visits in our office. The first visit, we're going to do all the testing and all get information from you, all of that. And then the second visit, we're going to go over all that testing, make sure you're in the right place, make sure we can help you. If you'd like to do all that for only $69, it's 615-333-0021. That's our office number, 615-333-0021. Now, that is a voicemail. Just call, leave a message, leave your name and number, and say, hey, I want to come in on that thyroid special that you have going. And tomorrow morning, not too early, but I will have somebody give you a call back, and we will get you scheduled in at your convenience. So that's 615-333-0021. All right. So a couple of facts here on the thyroid. It is 20 million people in the U.S. have had some type of thyroid dysfunction. It affects one in four adults that are over 65 will exhibit some type of thyroid dysfunction. And 60% of the people with thyroid dysfunction don't even know they have it. That's the scary part about this here, folks. If you're concerned, or you think you might have it, or you don't have it, you need to know both ways. Actually, take advantage of this week of this special that we have for $69. Come on in, let's find out. And if you do have it, luckily there's ways to handle that naturally. They estimate that 80% of all hypothyroid has Hashimoto's, but they don't even know it, because most doctors will not run the thyroid antibodies. Why don't they run it? Well, most doctors that are looking at this are not natural healthcare doctors. They're medical doctors, and they're doing what they're trained to do, but there's no medicine for it. So why would a doctor run a test if they have no solution for it? So what do? It's ignored, and the person is suffering needlessly. So what we do, of course, is we're able to handle all of that actually with nutrition. So doc, maybe we could just start out with some basic things here. Maybe you could tell the listeners, where is the thyroid located? What is the thyroid, and what's the purpose of the thyroid, and why are we worried about having a thyroid?
Good questions. Yeah, the thyroid is a small gland in the front of the neck, at the bottom of the front of the neck, and it's responsible for telling your cells how much energy to burn. Basically, how fast should they burn carbs or fats? And that tells it tells the cells basically, you know, how much to push the gas pedal down. There's a lot of things that basically every cell in the body is affected by this. It'll be a hormone gets produced by the thyroid and gets converted to a usable form by the liver, and then goes throughout the body everywhere, and every cell gets affected. And it's when people have fatigue, this could be one of the things that's causing your tiredness, is that the thyroid is not doing that enough. The gas is too slow. Somebody's going 10 miles an hour on the freeway. They're going too slow. Their body's fatigued. And so it's not the problem of the body, it's the problem with the thyroid. And people who get help for it, they might say go on a synthetic drug that looks like a thyroid hormone called levothyroxine or Synthroid, or there's other ones. That is something that that's what the medical doctor will do. The problem is that you'd have to be on that medication for the rest of your life, and they expect you to be, when you could actually heal the thyroid and let it do it itself naturally.
That's right. And the other thing that we find is that it takes a little time to get that thyroid up and going. Now you need the medication. And again, we've actually sent people out for medication many, many times, but you need that medication. But let's look at that as a short-term solution, not a long-term solution. There is a little bit of a catch-22. You need the medication so you don't have all those symptoms that you were having. That's what drove you to the doctor. But we're trying to build underneath that. And what's happening is the thyroid function of the thyroid, which is to make T4, and that's what levothyroxine and Synthroid and many others, they're T4. So we're putting in the T4. And you've probably heard the term, if you don't use it, you lose it. Well, it takes a little time to turn the thyroid around because we're bypassing the thyroid and we're not using it. So what we want to do is we want to stimulate the thyroid. We want to get the right nutrition in there and get it up and get it going again so that we can have it functioning properly. Now, the overall function of your thyroid is metabolism. So if you're slowing down, your metabolism seems to be slowing down, or you're unknowingly to you gaining weight, that could be a thyroid issue. So some of the symptoms that you may experience from the thyroid, of course, is weakness and fatigue. You feel like you need a afternoon nap in the middle of the day. You may even have a poor appetite. You say to yourself, I'm not even eating anything and I'm gaining weight. That's usually an indication of some type of a thyroid issue. You might even crave things like breads and pastas and chocolate and sweets because your metabolism's slowing down, your energy's going down, and now you're starting to crave this stuff for energy. Also, here's another area. If you have high cholesterol, believe it or not, the thyroid could be involved in that. And you've seen that happen when we run these blood tests, haven't you, Doc?
Yeah, the cholesterol is kind of like a side symptom there, but you've got the thyroid dealing with energy, and the cholesterol is also dealing with energy, just fat. Fat transport in the blood is what the cholesterol does with energy, and it'll be high if people are eating a lot of carbs. So it can go hand in hand when people are eating more carbohydrates and sugars because their thyroid's starting to go down. So they speed things up with some carbs, and then they start loading up more of that, and then the cholesterol goes up because you need it to support the extra intake.
Right. And here's another issue that we see a lot with the thyroid is that the person comes in, they have high cholesterol. Well, they might be on a statin drug to bring that cholesterol down, but the doctor that put them on that drug hasn't associated it with their thyroid. And the other thing is, we look at the thyroid, you know, the gold standard for checking a thyroid is your TSH, stands for thyroid stimulating hormone. All doctors, when they say they're going to check your thyroid, that's what they're running. That's the blood test. That's the minimum blood test that you will run. Now, we have different blood numbers. We use functional numbers, not laboratory numbers, because when the doctor's looking at that, he's looking at the range of the TSH, which is 0.3 to 5. Well, everybody looks normal in that range. All right, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, I'll tell you what the functional range of your TSH should be, and we'll do that after the break. Welcome back, listeners. This is Dr. Brian Foley and Dr. Rob. We are your natural healthcare doctors. And we have been talking about, and still will continue to talk about, our topic, which is thyroid and Hoshimoto's. We'll talk about what Hoshimoto's here is in a minute, but I do want to read a success story. This is somebody that heard us on the radio. They had a thyroid issue, and they wrote us a success story here. And it says, I was so sluggish and had bad mood swings. I was not sleeping well and was very bloated and fatigued, which is actually both of those are symptoms of a thyroid issue. Now I have lost 27 pounds and I am sleeping through the night. I am happier and more energetic than ever. My mood swings have gotten much, much, much better. And that was about 3 months on the program, it says there. All right. So if you'd like to have abundance of energy yourself, this is what you need to do. You need to call my office, 615-333-0021, and tell them you'd like to participate in the thyroid Hoshimoto special at $69. The normal value on that's $179. You're going to get a full functional evaluation. Also, we're doing some of the blood tests here. The thyroid blood test, which will check your TSH, your T3, your T4. Hoshimoto's blood test, which hardly ever gets checked. And if they do check it, they only check one of them. You have to actually check two antibodies, not just one. And that would be the TPO antibody and the TG antibody. So you're going to get all of that for $69. You'll be coming into the office for two visits. So if you'd like to participate in that, you want to find out what's going on, you want to get healthier, you want to do it safe and effectively and naturally, call 615-333-0021. And leave your name and number. I will have somebody give you a call on Monday. That is a voicemail, 615-333-0021. Leave your name and number. Tell them you'd like to participate in that thyroid special there. All right. So, Doc, before we broke for the commercial there, we were talking about the blood test for thyroid, which the gold standard is the TSH, which stands for thyroid stimulating hormone. That's what they're checking to check the thyroid.
Right.
The thyroid makes T4. It makes about 97% T4. And then the rest of it is T3. But they'll use the gold standard. And the problem with just checking your TSH, one of the problems is that the most doctors are going by laboratory numbers. These are the numbers that show up on your blood tests. They're called laboratory numbers. They're disease numbers. And the laboratory number for the TSH is 0.3 up as high as 5. Well, everyone looks normal in those numbers. So the doctor's using those numbers. He's saying, oh, no, it's not your thyroid. Those are normal. Well, there is functional numbers. These are numbers that have been around for many, many years. They were actually developed by the endocrinologist many years ago, and then they forgot about them because they don't even use them today. But the functional number where we want the blood, the TSH to be in the blood is 1.8 to 3. Now, if you're out of that range of 1.8 to 3, guess what? We're going to take action now. We're not going to wait around until it's below 0.3 or as high as 5 or above. No, we're taking action now. We know there's a dysfunction. Something isn't working right in the thyroid. So that's where we want to come in, and we want to put in the nutrition to get that thyroid up and going again. So, Doc, when you've seen some of these people come in, they bring in their blood tests and they got the doctor's been going by the laboratory number, and that it's actually a functional number. It's out of the functional range, but it's in the laboratory range, right?
Right. Yeah. You know, they come in, I'm feeling bad. I've got good numbers though. And what's going on? And it's because they're looking at, well, you don't have a full-blown disease, but you still have a deteriorating, or the thyroid is getting sicker. And on its way to getting all the way to a disease state, you just don't feel that great.
That's right. So we're always looking at functional numbers. And that's what we do. We do a lot of blood work at our office, but we're always looking at functional numbers, not the numbers that come over on your lab. Those are laboratory numbers. Those are disease numbers. We want to know, where does a healthy person need to be? Now, here's a few health risks that, if you have this, you could develop a thyroid issue. One is a family history of thyroid issues that could cause you to lean towards having a thyroid issue. Medical conditions like diabetes, adrenal insufficiency, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis. Lupus and rheumatoid arthritis are both autoimmune diseases, and so is Hashimoto's, which we'll talk about here. Medications that you were taking that were high in iodine can also cause thyroid issues, throws the thyroid out of whack. Just being a woman, especially over the age of 60, you're going to have more tendency to have thyroid issues. And if you've ever been treated for cancer, you have tendencies to have thyroid dysfunction and thyroid problems. All right. So, Doc, do you have any symptoms over there that somebody may have that may be related back to the thyroid? Yeah, we lost Dr.
Rob. Hair loss is a big one there. And that's one that also goes along with the eyebrows. Mm-hmm. There's a outer part of the eyebrow can be thinner than the inner part. That's a kind of an unusual one. If you have that, you might want to get your thyroid checked out. And of course, if you're, you have especially things like the fatigue. Right. You could have chills in your whole body or cold hands and feet. That's, again, the energy is not flowing. So that's also heat energy. You can feel cold. You could have unexplained weight gain. And the thyroid, it tends to make the body full, the full body have fat deposit rather than just in the arms or just in the middle part of the body. So it's going to be the body and the arms and legs where the fat goes.
Yeah, you kind of gain weight evenly distributed throughout the whole body there.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. You could have problems with depression, lack of motivation. Those are some things that, you know, that it feels like you're in a hole, you know, like they're not able to just get the sunshine to come out. That could be a thyroid issue.
I want to make a little comment there on that depression. Here's what we see. The person has a functional thyroid problem. They went to their doctor. Their doctor says, no, you don't have a thyroid issue. They say, well, I feel tired, I'm worn out, and I'm depressed. And the next thing you know, they're on antidepressants. Now, they get misdiagnosed with this all the time. And one of the big side effects or of having a thyroid that's not functioning right is depression. If you have a problem with anxiety, that's usually physically, that's your adrenal glands. And we, when we do our, I got to make an announcement here about our workshop. We're going to be having an in-house workshop this month, but we'll announce that down the road. But what happens is we at our workshop, we hand out a paper, 52 causes of physical depression, things that are out of your body, like your thyroid, your adrenals, that cause you to have these symptoms of depression. But doctors are very fast in deciding that it needs to be that it needs to be an antidepressant, and that's what's the problem. All right, Doc, we're going to take another break. We'll be back after the break.
Welcome to the Natural Healthcare Show. If you struggle with weight or belly fat, have metabolism issues, or find it hard to fall asleep but are always tired, Dr. Brian Foley is here to lead you on a path to better health through a natural approach to healthcare. If you would like to talk to Dr. Brian Foley, give us a call at 615-737-9986. Now, here's your hosts for today's show, Dr. Brian Foley.
Hey, welcome back, listeners. You are listening to the longest running healthcare show in Nashville. We've been doing this for many, many years, getting people healthy and getting them to take their first step on their journey to better health. All right. We do have a caller. Let's go ahead and take the call first, and then we'll continue our discussion on thyroid Hashimoto's. All right. DT, are you there?
I'm here, Doc.
Hey, how you doing?
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm hanging in there. I'm getting better. In what areas, I'm quite sure everything. I received your package here about the second month of the year. That was the date, actually. So I was having some issues, like my blood pressure got up. And I've been on cholesterol tech probably about 3-4 years, but you sent me some supplements, Adreno, from Adreno, and then Simplex M, and AF Beta Food, and some Minitrant. But I'm working with that, and my body feels better, much better. But I didn't understand. I went and done a couple of tests, but I need to call in your office on that behalf. I'm going to ask you a real fast question, and I'll get off and let you talk, and I'll turn the radio back up and listen to you. But I, I'm working this this third shift,
right?
So I really I need something to help me sleep better, because you get in bed at 10 o'clock and you wake up every day at 4 o'clock. You got to go to the men's room, then you come back, and that's it. So my whole point is, you know, I need it wouldn't have to hurt to have something that would help me sleep, and something that something like a good B12, you know. So I'm gonna hang up and go ahead.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you do have that beta food. If you took four of those beta foods before bed, your liver, everybody's liver, when you go to sleep, goes through a cycle, and it starts dumping out sugar. By taking three or four of those beta foods before bed, that can help keep you, so that your liver doesn't dump out sugar. Now, the reason we're concerned about that is that when the liver dumps out sugar, your adrenals have to kick in. They take you out of that low gear into the high gear to bring that sugar down. And the way they bring it down is get your body to form urine. And then you have to get up and go to the bathroom. So just by taking those beta foods, shifting down and taking them before bed, three or four of them, that may help. Another rule of thumb is cut back on your fluids 2 hours before you go to sleep too. And that may help a little bit there. But I will recommend something else there too that can help get you to sleep. Oh, did we lose?
I think he hung up.
Okay. So the beta food, first of all, you want to change that down there, DT. And then the second thing that I would recommend, and you can call the office on this, is a product that we call Dream. How do they spell that, Doc? D-E-M?
D-R-E-M.
D-R-E-M, yeah. They pronounce it Dream, but it's a blend of herbs that helps to relax the body. Now, you got to remember, working third shift, and I worked third shift for several years a while back in my life. And we are not designed to be up all night and working and then going to sleep in the day, unfortunately. So to help you to get into the sleep, though, that Dream would be helpful. Moving that beta food down three or four before bed, cutting back 2 hours on your fluid. If you're thirsty, just sip a little bit of water, but cut back two hours before bedtime on your fluid. And it will help you to sleep better. But the real problem is that your adrenals run on a circadian rhythm, which means that they make cortisol to be high in the morning. And we're talking, you know, 6 to 8 in the morning, it's supposed to be the highest. Then it's supposed to drop a little bit at lunchtime, and it's supposed to drop a little bit at supper time, and it's supposed to be at lowest at bedtime. Well, at bedtime, that's when you're working. So that throws that rhythm out of there. Not that you can't get better quality sleep, but it's just something that's kind of foreign to our body. But the Dream could definitely help. And then shifting that beta food down to bedtime to give that liver a little extra support can also help. Doc, you got any other suggestions there? All right. Well, we lost Dr. Rob.
Sorry about that. I keep on having to hit my unmute. I like what those suggestions are great, especially that Dream is very helpful for a lot of people.
Okay, good. So we've been talking about Hoshimoto's, and I do want to mention here before this segment's over that we do have a thyroid, and we're going to explain what Hoshimoto's is next. A thyroid Hoshimoto special, it's $69. You can come in, that allows you to come in two visits. Our first visit, we're going to do the full functional evaluation. There is some blood tests involved in this too. So we're throwing in the thyroid panel, which is your T3, T4, and the TSH. We also have the Hashimoto's blood test, which is the TPO antibodies and the TG antibodies, which hardly ever get checked. And you can have that all done for $69. The normal value on that's $179. If you want to call 615-333-0021, 615-333-0021, just leave your name and number, and I'll have somebody give you a call on Monday, and we'll get you scheduled in and get that sorted out for you. Now, Hashimoto's.
Doc, I was going to say, on that the TPO, the antibodies test for Hashimoto's, that is a real deal there. If you know how much it costs to get a thyroid Hashimoto's test, that's a really good price.
Yeah, I mean, you can't beat that that at all. People don't know how much of a deal they get when they come to our office. So the Hashimoto's, what is Hashimoto's? So let's explain what Hashimoto's is. First of all, it was Dr. Hashimoto's. He was doing some research on the thyroid. This is after World War II, somewhere in that area. And he discovered that the thyroid was being attacked. Now, what's the thyroid being attacked by? Well, it's being attacked by your antibodies. What are antibodies? Well, antibodies are there to protect you. They're supposed to go after things like viruses, bacteria, parasites, things you're sensitive to. But, and they don't know why, your immune system goes haywire and it starts attacking your thyroid. Well, in most circles, when you're being in professional circles, like doctors that are addressing a hypothyroid, most of them ignore the Hashimoto's because there is no medicine for it, unfortunately. Luckily, we've been very lucky, and we've been able to come up with a nutritional protocol that will first protect the thyroid, then it helps to reduce the antibodies. But you got to remember that 60 to 70% of your immune system is your digestive system. And we have to really clean up the digestive system to reverse that Hashimoto's. And you've seen that happen, haven't you, Doc?
Yeah, the Hashimoto's protocols, something that we actually have quite a few people on. And there's a lot of, it's going to be in addition to whatever specific things that the person has going on. So they might have specific nutritional needs for their thyroid, and then the Hashimoto's protocol as well. And so we're working on function of the thyroid and on protecting it from the immune system and strengthening the immune system up so that everything can calm down in that area.
That's right. Otherwise, what happens is, you're taking your medication. If you have hypothyroid, you're taking your medication, and unknowns to you, your thyroid is still being destroyed. They estimate that, like I said earlier, they estimate that 60 to 80% of everyone with hypothyroid has Hashimoto's. And they also estimate that the cause of hypothyroid can be Hashimoto's too. So it kind of makes sense. The problem is that it gets ignored all the time. Luckily, we have a protocol that will protect your thyroid. It'll reduce the attack on the thyroid. And then in the long run, it'll help to make the whole thing go dormant. So that your thyroid isn't being attacked. So that's Hashimoto's in a nutshell there. So anytime that we're dealing with the body, of course, we're always dealing with the body as a whole, and we always look at these things that get overlooked in other realms of healthcare. So
yeah, I was going to say the Hashimoto's is an autoimmune disease, and a problem that people don't realize about any of these autoimmune diseases is when you get one autoimmune disease, it's a problem with your immune system that could pop up in other areas. So if you have Hashimoto's, you could get rheumatoid arthritis much more easily, or lupus or any autoimmune disease can pop up. And often we'll see people who have had it for a while will have multiple autoimmune diseases over time. It keeps growing.
Right. That's right. It makes you more prone to autoimmune problems. And there's something like 52 different autoimmunes a person could have. All right. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back after the break. All right. Welcome back, listeners. Now, that's the music that is usually playing as Dr. Rob and I walk into the office. Isn't that right, Doc?
That's right. I got my sunglasses.
Yep, it gets us going for the day. All right. We've been talking about Hoshimoto's. Now you know what Hoshimoto's is. It's an autoimmune disease that attacks the thyroid. There's no known reason why that happens. It just goes haywire. The body goes haywire and it starts attacking the thyroid. Luckily, there's nutritional protocol that we use that's very, very successful on first protecting the thyroid, maintaining the integrity of the immune system, and then helping to eliminate the attack on the thyroid. And we've done that many, many times throughout the years and had that go dormant. And like Dr. Rob said, if you have an autoimmune disease, one, you're prone to have more. Luckily, all autoimmunes are handled the same way with our nutritional protocol. All right. Here's a couple of symptoms that you may not relate back to your thyroid. These are things like when you have a slow thyroid, or maybe you were diagnosed with hypothyroid, they usually call that. Now, it doesn't have to be medically hypo. You could have a functionally hypothyroid, but heartburn could be a symptom that you might not relate back to the thyroid. Constipation, a symptom you might not relate back to the thyroid. Bloating might not relate back to the thyroid, and dizziness. So these are some of the kind of oddball symptoms that might not get related back to, hey, I might have a thyroid type issue. Now, if you had hyperthyroid, that means that your thyroid's working faster. All it tells us when we look at it nutrition-wise is that it's going hyper before it goes hypo, okay? The body's trying to do its last ditch effort on trying to get it up and going. But hyperthyroid can cause heart palpitations, shortness of breath, lightheadedness, those kind of things go on with that thyroid there. Now, before we wrap this up, Doc, what I'd like to do is just go through and let people know kind of the way we look at the pathways here for the thyroid. Like your pituitary gland, we're always looking at the pituitary. And Doc, maybe you could explain, what is the pituitary gland and how does that relate to the thyroid?
Yeah, the pituitary is a gland in the brain, a endocrine gland, and it is very important for lots of different functions in the body. It produces many different types of hormones. One of them is a hormone that's meant to control the thyroid, and that can be a problem as well for the thyroid. Say the thyroid is humming along just fine, but the brain, the pituitary, that is, has a problem. It's not telling the thyroid to do its job, saying, oh, you know, you're doing fine, you don't have to work that hard. And it looks like the thyroid has a problem because you have the very same symptoms as the regular, you know, hypothyroid. So you can be taking that TSH, but really the problem is in the brain. And of course the medication works, the prescription medication works the same there, but also has the same problem that, you know, you're going to be on that for the rest of your life if you don't do something to fix the brain in this case. So that's why we don't have that luxury of just looking at the one body part that seems like it's malfunctioning. We got to get into the details and find out what's breaking down in the body. And if you want to get real health, you got to know that so that it can actually be fixed.
That's right. So we could say the pituitary is the master gland, and it makes that TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone. That goes to your thyroid and tells your thyroid to make its hormones, which is T4. Now, it'll make about 92% T4 and about 7% T3. Now, your T4 then goes to the liver, believe it or not, and it's converted from T4. Now, these four are iodine molecules. That's what that T4 represents, is four iodine molecules. That goes to the liver, and the liver will take off one of those molecules, and it turns T4 into T3. And that's the active form. That's what you want. You want that active form. You want to know, is the liver converting the T4 into the T3? Now, we get a lot of people in, they're already on the medications, and their body doesn't really like the medication, and it's not converting the T4 to the T3. We would call that underconversion or overconversion. It could convert too much T4 into T3. So those are the pathways that we want to look at when somebody comes in. The pituitary gland, master gland in the brain, it makes the TSH. That goes to the thyroid. The thyroid makes T4 primarily. That T4 then goes to the liver, and in the liver, it's converted over into T3. So you could have a liver problem that is looking much like a thyroid problem. And you've seen that event too, haven't you, Doc?
Yeah, it's actually a good find, because, you know, even if you were to try to go on your own and heal the thyroid somehow, you could be totally missing the boat, because the problem's actually in the pituitary. And we find that quite often.
That's right. And we also find that there's not really a thyroid problem. It presents itself as a thyroid problem, but it's really a pituitary problem. Now we have nutrition for all of that. We have nutrition to get the liver functioning better, to convert that over, the T4 over into the T3. We have nutrition for the pituitary gland. We have nutrition for the thyroid itself. So we need to follow those pathways. Most doctors look at one thing, and that's the TSH. Is it high? Is it low? Well, there's more to it than just looking at the TSH. You got to look at all those pathways and make sure that they're all functioning. And then, Doc, we can't leave this segment without talking about the adrenal glands. The adrenal glands are the backup for your thyroid. So maybe a couple of words about the adrenals, and why are those important with thyroid issues?
Yeah, this is a good one. The thyroid deals with energy, and so do the adrenal glands. And if one is not doing its job, then its partner is going to be, you know, feeling the burn, feeling the extra strain, because there's something going wrong hormonally and energy wise, and so it has to adjust and work harder. So the thyroid could cause an adrenal issue when the adrenals have to pick up the slack, or vice versa. So it's going to be working harder, and either way you'll feel pretty bad, but pretty fatigued, either anxiety or depression, or maybe a feeling of both. But you can have stress that will actually be a harder to handle stress. It'll be harder to handle, daily activities when both are involved, for sure. So it gets just a little bit of another level of difficulty.
Yeah. And the adrenals, like I said earlier, they're the backup for the thyroid. So if you've had a thyroid problem for quite some time, it tells us that your adrenals have been working really, really hard to try and keep everything going. They're kind of like the carburetor. They got to keep everything going. If you don't know what your adrenals are, you have two of them. They're on top of the kidneys. They're your stress glands. There's actually two parts to them. And they're the ones that put you into the deep sleep. They're the ones that get you out of the deep sleep. Fight or flight response. That's your adrenals. So they get beat up pretty good, but they get super beat up if you also, on top of that, have a thyroid issue, because now they got to make up for what the thyroid isn't doing. So the thyroid and the adrenals, they run hand in hand. just like we talked about the liver. The liver also is something that we have to look at when we are dealing with thyroid issues. The liver itself does 590 things they know it does, and they think it does twice that much. So one of the things that it does, I just explained, is that it takes that T4, which is made from the thyroid, and it converts it over into T3. Well, it's doing, 589 other things while it's trying to do that too. So a lot of times we have to go in there and we have to support the liver. We have to clean the liver up. We got to make it more efficient so that it's working really well. And especially if we know that the person has Hashimoto's, that's going to be one of the target things that we have to do, is clean up the digestive system. And when we're cleaning up the digestive system, we're not only looking at the liver, we got to look at the stomach, we got to look at the gallbladder, and we got to look at the intestinal tract. And we'll see that these things have to change. A lot of times people will come in with constipation and or diarrhea, and they think they have irritable bowel syndrome, and here it is, a thyroid issue. And maybe, Doc, you could say a few words on the digestive issue there that we see when we're dealing with thyroid.
Right. So, excuse me, the thyroid is sensitive to digestive upsets as well. You can have problems in the digestive tract that translate into issues for the thyroid. And it's kind of like something that you see, like clinically, you'll see things together. There's not a lot of concrete connection, but you just tend to see that together. At least that's how I see it. People who have digestive issues, I definitely want to check their thyroid, do a little investigation on that to make sure that the thyroid is working well because of those issues. And it is, again, about the metabolism going from the digestive tract down to the metabolism of the cells. The thyroid is in between those two.
All right, Doc, we're going to take a short break. After the break, we'll be back and we're going to go through our clinical rounds, and we'll tell you what people came in with and how they're doing. We'll do that after the break. So, Doc, do you want me to go first, or you want to go first? This is the segment that we go over patients that have came in and what they came in with and where they're at now and how they're doing.
Sure, I can go ahead.
All right, go ahead.
So we've got a 54-year-old female. She came in with weight gain and fatigue. She had a lot of other issues as well, stress eating, and she had concerns about her heart. She had a family history of heart issues and a family history of other things too, diabetes and lung disease and that kind of thing. So she was very concerned about those things, but mostly about her energy, her weight gain, feeling hot at night. She had a split sleeping schedule, and so she would sleep on the couch because she'd get tired, but then she'd have to go to bed after that. So there's a poor sleep there she was having. And she was trying to do things on her own, like intermittent fasting and things like that, but still having trouble with gaining weight. She had some other issues as well with she was taking a bunch of different supplements. Didn't seem like they were doing a lot of good for her. But she also had, that was it. The supplements that she was taking was like ashwagandha and C and D. But she actually listed out the chemical name of them. So we helped her there realize the difference between the chemical version and the real version. So that was a good piece of information we could get her on the right stuff. She, in her evaluation, when she came in, we had tested her blood oxygen level, And it started off at 97% in the blood and 1.5 for the cell level. And you want that a little higher. She had her fitness level for the heart rate variable machine. She's not that old. She's 54, but she tested as an 80-year-old, which means your internal organs are like that of an 80-year-old. So she had some work to do there, getting back down. She also had a negative 2 on her sleep number. That's just showing that she needs some quite a bit of help with sleep. So we were able to actually change that number around. I'll tell you about that in a second. She also had low numbers on her visual contrast sensitivity test. That's a test for toxins in the body. And so she had a 2, a 3, and a 6 in the categories that we measure. And she also had a normal urinalysis and those kinds of things. So we got her on some supplements here. We went and did an evaluation, found out she had her weak areas in the body included the eyes, the tonsils, left lungs, the last part of the colon, and of course her adrenals. And we found through the testing that she needed help the most with her digestion, sigmoid colon, that's the last part of your large intestine. And she had trouble with foods and chemicals. And so we needed to put in some supplements that would address those problems. That included Kelico for chemicals and Zypan for digesting the foods. We also gave her Simplex F, which is a nutritional, it gives you the nutritional precursors for hormones. So, you know, the raw materials to actually make things like estrogen and testosterone and all the different hormones there. We put in because of the being hot at night, kind of like a menopause type symptom. So on that one, we got her going on that program. And over the course of, let's see, it was 4 months, looks like, we did a reevaluation and found that her oxygen came up in the blood, or in the cells, I should say, to a 3.0. So that's really good. She went from 80 years old on the HRV down to 60 years old, and she's 54. So she's going really good in the right direction. Her sleep number came up from a negative 2, way in the hole, to not so much in the hole at a negative 0.5. So she's, when we get her up to a 2.5, she'll be sleeping like a baby. So this is an awesome improvement. Her numbers for the chemicals, looks like we got a bit more work to do on those. There's a couple points on each one of the categories, but we're working on that. And she gave us an improvement report, and I'll read you that here. She said before she came in, she had really low energy, the weight gain, very poor sleep, and partially due to night sweats. I felt like I like half of what I do, half of what I should be. So she was really needed some help. Now it is, she said that she feels unbelievably fantastic. My energy is through the roof. I look forward to waking up and going to the gym. Now, who can say that? Look forward to waking up and going to the gym. That's awesome. I crave healthy foods, especially after the detox program. I still need to work on my sleep routine, but the sleep I get is much better. I'm looking forward to a healthier, brighter future. Thank you, Dr. Foley and Dr. Rob. You have a fan for life. Well, that was a really good report back there. And we're continuing to work with her and help her bring that sleep number up higher, get better, even better sleep. And so I'd say we have a pretty happy patient here, and she's continuing on.
Yep. And that's usually what happens when you get the right nutrition into them. Okay, I'm going to get started on here. This here is a 62-year-old male. He came in because he had food sensitivities, environmental allergies, constant sore throat, and sinus issues. His past history was testing. He had a lot of testing done. Didn't do much treatment, I guess, but a lot of testing. He changed his diet. He was taking some supplements. He had been to a functional medical doctor and a chiropractor. When we checked him and to find out where is his weakest area of his body, that happened to be the ascending colon and the adrenals. Both of them were very, very weak. We also checked some oxygen on him, and his oxygen was low. It was at 1.0, and we want that to be 5 or above. So he wasn't getting enough oxygen in and around the cells. That's what we're measuring there. His heart rate variable, which tells us and gives us functional body age, was 70, and he is in his 60s, 62. So he's functioning inside at like a 70-year-old. Also, his sleep number wasn't too great neither. It was a negative 2. Optimal would be positive 2.5. So we had to get him into a better sleep. His health risk. Now, health risk is just measurements, body measurements, and you fall within low, moderate, or high health risk. The health risk for like a heart disease or diabetes, a stroke, it doesn't mean you're going to get it, but what's your risk? His was moderate. And we also detected that there were some heavy metals that were starting to affect his vision, and his nitric oxide was, well, when he came in, we weren't even testing for nitric oxide. And now that he did come in, we got him started on a couple of things. I'll tell you what his nitric oxide is here in a minute. But we got him started on some adrenodesiccated. Adrenodesiccated is the raw materials to start rebuilding the adrenals. Antrinex, that's our what we call our drainage formula. And what that does is that helps to clean up the throat, the sinuses, the lungs, and just gets that lymphatic drainage going. Sinus forte is for the tissues of the sinuses. It's a blend of herbs that really helps to tighten up that tissue in the sinus area and multizyme. All right, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, I'll tell you how he's doing, and we'll do that after the break. Welcome back, listeners. You are listening to the longest-running national healthcare show in Nashville. We've been doing this for many, many years, helping people take their first step on their journey to better health. And one way you can take that step here is we do have a thyroid Hashimoto special. If you're concerned about your thyroid or just concerned about your health in general, never really had your thyroid checked, it's a great idea to have that done. It's only $69. It's normally $179. You're going to get the full functional evaluation. Plus, on top of that, this week only, you're going to get the thyroid blood test and the Hashimoto's blood test, also known as the thyroid antibody test. And you're going to get both antibodies, not just one, both. So if you'd like to come in on this special here, you'll be coming in once to do all the exams and everything. Then we'll get you back and we'll go over all of the testing. And so you get two visits, 615-333-0021, 615-333-0021. And just leave your name and number and we will give you a call back and get you scheduled in. All right. So Doc, I was finishing up here with this one patient here. He's been coming into our office for 12 weeks. He had his main concern again was food sensitivities, environmental allergies, constant sore throat and sinuses. 12 weeks later, let's see what's happened here. He had no active reflexes, which means that all the glands and organs, doesn't mean it's perfect, but all the glands and organs are getting the nutrition that they need. His oxygen went from 1 up to 4. Ideally, we'd like that at 5. That means that we're getting more oxygen in and around the cells. His functional body age went from 70 to 60. Now we got him in the 60-year category, and he is 62 years old. So our next goal would be to get him even younger. We want to get him into the 50-year category. It's awful hard to have health issues if you're running 10 years younger inside. And his sleep improved. Now it went from a negative 2 to a negative 1.5. That doesn't seem like a lot, but he was sleeping much, much better. And we still have some work that we have to do in that area there. Let's see. His nitric oxide, which is, for those that don't know, that's a signaling molecule. It's actually made in the cells of the arteries, and it sends out a signal for the arteries to open up so you don't get high blood pressure. It also helps with reducing plaquing of the arteries. It also helps with your cholesterol, and it's also used in neurotransmitters. So we started checking that several months ago, and his was, he got checked for the first time, and it was low. Now, if it's chronically depleted or low, you can have some of those symptoms like high blood pressure. You can have high cholesterol. You could have brain fog. All that because of chronically low nitric oxide levels. Obviously, we want to get him to optimal. And we also did this heart sound recorder on him, and it was showing a pretty good improvement. We had to get vitamin Bs into him, and he still has some work on that, which is just basically time. So at the end of 12 weeks, his constant sore throat and sinus issues were resolved. He still has some, and these are long-term things that we have to work on, food sensitivities and environmental allergies. He said his environmental allergies had improved somewhat, but he still had this sensitivity for food. So those are more long-term chronic things that we needed to work on. The other thing we were going to work on with him, of course, was his nitric oxide. We got to get that up to optimal, increase his quality of sleep. Also, but he's on his way. He's doing much, much better. I don't have a success story on him. I should have got one, but I don't have a success story on him right now. But I was talking to him, I believe it was yesterday, and he was very happy with his care and just the relief, the initial relief that he got with in the past 12 weeks. He was very happy with. All right, Doc, you got one more here maybe before we wrap up our show.
You know, I don't have one, but maybe we could talk a little bit about the supplements that we used for either thyroid or for these patients that we talked about.
We can. Why don't we go over some of our supplements that we use for the thyroid, since our segment was on thyroid, and why we use them.
Sure. So, of course, right out the gate, I'm going to mention thyrotrophin. Which is standard process supplement that supports a healthy thyroid. So there's these supplements that it's one of the family from standard process of supplements that's nutrition directly for an organ or gland. And we have quite a few people who have thyroid issues on thyrotrophin. It's a very important one to just make sure that the thyroid can function and has all the materials it needs to function. Another really big one for the thyroid is organically bound minerals. The thyroid uses a lot of minerals for its resources and is lacking in minerals sometimes, including iodine. But this is a general mineral supplement, and it's very helpful for certain people with the thyroid issue.
Yeah, I'll just make a comment on that. You know, if your nails are brittle or you're losing hair, this is the number one thing that we found will stop that from happening. Like you said, Doc, the thyroid uses a lot of minerals. And if you're not absorbing the minerals, you're not getting them in your food supply, your hair is brittle, it's breaking, it's falling out. You could still have a normal thyroid blood test when all this is going on. We had a lady come in one time. She brought in this kind of big baggie full of hair. She said, "This all fell out one week." And we put her on the organically bound minerals, and in about 2 to 3 weeks, all that stopped. And your body will find, or your thyroid will find minerals, and it will take it from the hair. It'll sacrifice the hair if you're not absorbing those minerals. Here's another one that I like to use for the thyroid that comes up quite a bit. It's called Cataplex F. Tablets. Cataplex F, some companies call it the F factor, but there is a vitamin F, and vitamin F helps to pull the nutrition out of the blood. you have to have vitamin D to put it into the blood, but you have to have vitamin F to pull it out. So I've experienced sometimes we put people on supplements and they don't seem to be working. A good example would be the organically bound minerals. Well, we know that they got plenty of minerals to stop the hair from falling out, but it's still falling out. Then we would put in the Cataplex F tablets, and that helps to pull those minerals out. They're getting it in. It's just not being utilized to the degree that it needs to be utilized. It's not getting out of the blood. So we put that in, and in some cases, that has changed the whole case right around. What else you got, Doc?
I thought I just might mention the iodine thing. It's a big question in a lot of people's minds with thyroid. And, you know, while that's can be an issue, we find that there's a lot more. It's not just like a silver bullet that helps the thyroid. You've got to know what's wrong with it. And if you've been listening to the entire show today, you could see that, you know, it could be somewhere else besides the thyroid, something that's going on. So iodine, we do look at that, but it's not like a silver bullet fix.
Yeah, that's true. Everybody that walks through the door, we might have five people walk through the door with thyroid problems, but we have five different puzzles that we have to put together, so to speak. Not everybody is the same. So one person, we might have to work on their thyroid right away. One person, we might have to work on their adrenals right away. Some of them might need some help with the liver down the road. Some don't need help with the liver down the road. Some, the thyroid clears up quickly, but we're still working on the adrenal glands. So all kinds of things like that can happen. Another big thing that kind of gets overlooked when you're dealing with thyroids is the pituitary gland. The pituitary gland is a small little gland. It's in the middle of the brain, but it tells the thyroid what to do by sending out the TSH. So we have a product that's called pituitrophin. And as a side note, this is really good for kids that don't have focus or can't, sometimes they can't sit in a seat. Somebody wants to label them ADHD or something like that. I can guarantee you that 90 to 95% of the time, it's their pituitary gland not getting enough nutrition. We've been able to change children's lives just by giving them one product, the pituitrophin. And their whole attitude changes. They settle down. They're able to focus and have a great life. All right, Doc, we're going to wrap this up. We'll be here next week. Same time, same place, different subject. Stay healthy. Well, get healthy and stay healthy. We'll see you next week.
Bye.